10, The Baffled Parent's Guide to Coaching Youth Soccer. By Dr. Thomas Fleck. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Baffled Parent's Guide to Coaching Youth Soccer by Dr. Thomas Fleck is a comprehensive guide to coaching youth soccer. It provides parents with the knowledge and tools they need to become successful coaches. The book covers topics such as the basics of soccer, the importance of coaching, the different types of drills and exercises, and how to create a successful team. It also provides advice on how to motivate players, how to handle difficult situations, and how to deal with parents. The book also includes a section on the rules of the game and how to teach them to players. The book begins by discussing the basics of soccer, including the rules, the positions, and the different types of shots. It then moves on to discuss the importance of coaching and how to create a successful team. It covers topics such as how to motivate players, how to handle difficult situations, and how to deal with parents. It also provides advice on how to teach the rules of the game to players. The book then moves on to discuss the different types of drills and exercises that can be used to improve a team's performance. It covers topics such as passing drills, shooting drills, and defensive drills. It also provides advice on how to create a practice plan and how to use drills to improve a team's performance. The book concludes with a section on how to handle difficult situations and how to deal with parents. It provides advice on how to handle difficult parents, how to handle difficult players, and how to handle difficult referees. It also provides advice on how to handle difficult situations in general. The Baffled Parent's Guide to Coaching Youth Soccer by Dr. Thomas Fleck is an invaluable resource for any parent who is looking to become a successful coach. It provides parents with the knowledge and tools they need to become successful coaches. It covers topics such as the basics of soccer, the importance of coaching, the different types of drills and exercises, and how to create a successful team. It also provides advice on how to motivate players, how to handle difficult situations, and how to deal with parents. The book also includes a section on the rules of the game and how to teach them to players. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Establish a positive environment. Creating a positive environment for youth soccer is essential for the development of the players and the team. This includes setting expectations, providing positive reinforcement, and creating a safe and supportive atmosphere. Establishing a positive environment for youth soccer is essential for the development of the players and the team. This means setting clear expectations for the players, providing positive reinforcement, and creating a safe and supportive atmosphere. It is important to ensure that the players understand the rules and expectations of the game, and that they are held accountable for their actions. Positive reinforcement should be used to encourage good behavior and to reward players for their efforts. Additionally, it is important to create an environment where players feel safe and supported. This can be done by providing a positive and encouraging atmosphere, and by ensuring that all players are treated with respect and dignity. Creating a positive environment for youth soccer also involves providing the players with the necessary resources and support. This includes providing the players with the proper equipment, access to quality coaching, and the opportunity to practice and play in a safe and supportive environment. Additionally, it is important to ensure that the players have access to the necessary resources to help them develop their skills and knowledge of the game. Finally, it is important to ensure that the players are given the opportunity to participate in meaningful and enjoyable activities that will help them grow and develop as players. Main idea number 2. Teach the basics. Teaching the basics of soccer is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the fundamentals of dribbling, passing, shooting, and defending. Teaching the basics of soccer is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the fundamentals of dribbling, passing, shooting, and defending. Dribbling is the act of controlling the ball with the feet and is the foundation of all soccer skills. Players should be taught how to dribble with both feet and how to move the ball in different directions. Passing is the act of moving the ball from one player to another, and is an important part of team play. Players should be taught how to pass accurately and with power. Shooting is the act of kicking the ball with the intention of scoring a goal. Players should be taught how to shoot with accuracy and power, and how to use different parts of the foot to shoot. Defending is the act of preventing the opposing team from scoring a goal. Players should be taught how to stay in position, how to mark opponents, and how to tackle and intercept the ball. By teaching the basics of soccer, players will be able to develop their skills and become better players. Main idea number 3. Develop teamwork. Developing teamwork is essential for the success of the team. This includes teaching the players how to work together, communicate effectively, and support each other. Developing teamwork is essential for the success of the team. This means teaching the players how to work together, communicate effectively, and support each other. Teamwork is not something that can be taught overnight, but rather something that must be developed over time. Coaches should focus on building relationships between players, encouraging collaboration, and teaching the importance of working together. One way to develop teamwork is to create team-building activities. These activities can be as simple as playing a game of tag or as complex as a scavenger hunt. The goal of these activities is to get the players to work together to complete a task. This helps to foster a sense of camaraderie and trust between the players. Another way to develop teamwork is to encourage players to work together during practice. This can be done by having players work together to complete drills or by having them work together to solve a problem. This helps to teach the players how to work together and how to rely on each other. Finally, coaches should emphasize the importance of teamwork during games. This can be done by encouraging players to cheer each other on and to celebrate each other's successes. This helps to create a sense of unity and encourages players to work together to achieve their goals. Developing teamwork is essential for the success of the team. Coaches should focus on building relationships between players, encouraging collaboration, and teaching the importance of working together. By creating team-building activities, encouraging players to work together during practice, and emphasizing the importance of teamwork during games, coaches can help to foster a sense of camaraderie and trust between the players and help the team to reach its goals. Main idea number 4. Encourage creativity. Encouraging creativity is important for the development of the players. This includes allowing the players to express themselves and explore different ways of playing the game. Encouraging creativity in youth soccer is essential for the development of the players. It is important to create an environment where players feel comfortable to express themselves and explore different ways of playing the game. This can be done by providing opportunities for players to experiment with different techniques and strategies, and by allowing them to make mistakes without fear of criticism. Coaches should also provide feedback and guidance to help players develop their own style of play. Additionally, coaches should encourage players to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions to problems they may encounter on the field. Creativity is also important for the development of team dynamics. By allowing players to express themselves and explore different ways of playing, coaches can foster a sense of collaboration and teamwork. This can help players to develop a better understanding of each other's strengths and weaknesses, and to work together to achieve success. Furthermore, encouraging creativity can help to create an atmosphere of fun and enjoyment, which can help to keep players motivated and engaged in the game. In summary, encouraging creativity in youth soccer is essential for the development of the players. Coaches should provide opportunities for players to experiment with different techniques and strategies, and should provide feedback and guidance to help players develop their own style of play. Additionally, coaches should foster a sense of collaboration and teamwork, and create an atmosphere of fun and enjoyment. By doing so, coaches can help to ensure that players are able to reach their full potential and enjoy the game of soccer. Main idea number 5. Promote good sportsmanship. Promoting good sportsmanship is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the players to respect the rules, respect their opponents, and show respect for the game. Promoting good sportsmanship is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the players to respect the rules, respect their opponents, and show respect for the game. Good sportsmanship should be encouraged in all aspects of the game, from pre-game warm-ups to post-game handshakes. Coaches should emphasize the importance of fair play and respect for the game, and should model these behaviors themselves. Players should be taught to accept victory and defeat with grace, and to treat their opponents with respect, regardless of the outcome. Coaches should also emphasize the importance of teamwork and the value of working together to achieve a common goal. Finally, coaches should strive to create an environment where players can have fun and enjoy the game. Good sportsmanship is not only important for the development of the players, but also for the overall atmosphere of the game. When players show respect for the game and their opponents, it creates a positive atmosphere that encourages everyone to have a good time. This can help to create a sense of camaraderie and team spirit, which can be beneficial for the players and the team as a whole. Good sportsmanship can also help to create a sense of pride in the team, which can help to motivate the players to perform at their best. Promoting good sportsmanship is an important part of coaching youth soccer. Coaches should strive to create an environment where players can learn the importance of respect, fair play, and teamwork. By teaching these values, coaches can help to ensure that their players develop into well-rounded individuals who understand the importance of good sportsmanship. Main idea number 6. Foster a love of the game. Fostering a love of the game is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the players to enjoy the game, have fun, and appreciate the beauty of the game. Fostering a love of the game is essential for the development of the players. This means teaching the players to enjoy the game, have fun, and appreciate the beauty of the game. It is important to create an environment where the players can express themselves and be creative. This can be done by encouraging the players to take risks and try new things. It is also important to provide positive reinforcement and feedback to the players. This will help them to develop a sense of pride and accomplishment in their play. Finally, it is important to provide a safe and supportive environment for the players to learn and grow. This will help them to develop a strong sense of team spirit and camaraderie. In order to foster a love of the game, coaches should focus on teaching the fundamentals of the game. This includes teaching the players the rules, techniques, and strategies of the game. Coaches should also focus on teaching the players the importance of sportsmanship and respect for their opponents. Finally, coaches should emphasize the importance of having fun and enjoying the game. This will help the players to develop a passion for the game and a desire to improve their skills. Fostering a love of the game is essential for the development of the players. It is important for coaches to create an environment where the players can express themselves and be creative. Coaches should also focus on teaching the fundamentals of the game and emphasize the importance of having fun and enjoying the game. By doing this, coaches can help the players to develop a strong sense of team spirit and camaraderie, as well as a passion for the game and a desire to improve their skills. Main idea number 7. Develop technical skills. Developing technical skills is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the players the proper techniques for dribbling, passing, shooting, and defending. Developing technical skills is an important part of youth soccer. It is essential for players to learn the proper techniques for dribbling, passing, shooting, and defending. This will help them to become more confident and competent on the field. Coaches should focus on teaching the basics of each skill and then progress to more advanced techniques. Players should be encouraged to practice these skills on their own time, as this will help them to become more proficient. Additionally, coaches should provide feedback and guidance to help players improve their skills. By developing technical skills, players will be better prepared to compete in games and have more success on the field. Coaches should also focus on teaching players the importance of teamwork. This includes teaching players how to work together to achieve a common goal. Players should be encouraged to communicate with each other and work together to create scoring opportunities. Additionally, coaches should emphasize the importance of sportsmanship and respect for opponents. By teaching players the importance of teamwork, they will be better prepared to work together and have more success on the field. Main idea number 8. Improve physical fitness. Improving physical fitness is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the players the importance of physical conditioning, proper nutrition, and proper rest. Improving physical fitness is essential for the development of soccer players. Coaches should emphasize the importance of physical conditioning, proper nutrition, and adequate rest. Players should be taught the basics of physical fitness, such as proper warm-up and cool-down techniques, stretching, and strength training. Coaches should also ensure that players are eating a balanced diet and getting enough rest. Proper nutrition and rest are essential for players to perform at their best. Coaches should also encourage players to participate in other physical activities outside of soccer. This can include running, swimming, biking, or any other activity that will help improve their overall physical fitness. Additionally, coaches should ensure that players are getting enough rest and recovery time between practices and games. This will help to prevent injuries and ensure that players are able to perform at their best. Finally, coaches should emphasize the importance of mental fitness. Mental fitness is just as important as physical fitness and can help players to stay focused and motivated. Coaches should encourage players to practice visualization techniques, positive self-talk, and goal setting. These techniques can help players to stay focused and motivated, and can help them to reach their full potential. Main idea number 9. Utilize small-sided games. Utilizing small-sided games is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the players how to play in small-sided games, such as 3v3 or 4v4, and how to use these games to develop their skills. Small-sided games are an important part of youth soccer development. These games allow players to practice their skills in a game-like environment, while also providing an opportunity to learn the game's tactics and strategies. Small-sided games are also great for developing players' decision-making skills, as they must make quick decisions in a fast-paced environment. Additionally, small-sided games are a great way to teach players how to work together as a team, as they must learn to communicate and cooperate in order to be successful. When coaching small-sided games, it is important to focus on teaching the players the fundamentals of the game. This includes teaching them how to dribble, pass, and shoot, as well as how to defend and attack. Additionally, coaches should focus on teaching the players how to move off the ball and how to create space for themselves and their teammates. Finally, coaches should also focus on teaching the players how to make quick decisions and how to work together as a team. By utilizing small-sided games, coaches can help their players develop their skills and understanding of the game. This will help them become better players and better teammates, and will ultimately help them become more successful on the field. Main idea number 10. Utilize scrimmages. Utilizing scrimmages is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the players how to play in scrimmages, how to use them to develop their skills, and how to use them to prepare for games. Scrimmages are an important part of youth soccer development. They provide an opportunity for players to practice their skills in a game-like setting and to learn how to play in a team environment. Scrimmages can also be used to prepare players for upcoming games, as they can simulate the intensity and speed of a real game. When teaching players how to use scrimmages, coaches should focus on teaching the players how to move the ball quickly and accurately, how to make good decisions, and how to work together as a team. Coaches should also emphasize the importance of communication and teamwork, as these are essential skills for successful soccer teams. In addition to teaching players how to use scrimmages, coaches should also use them to develop their players' skills. This can include teaching players how to dribble, pass, and shoot, as well as how to defend and attack. Coaches should also use scrimmages to help players develop their tactical awareness, as this is an important part of the game. Finally, coaches should use scrimmages to prepare their players for upcoming games. This can include teaching players how to play in different formations, how to defend against different types of attacks, and how to attack different types of defenses. By using scrimmages to prepare for games, coaches can ensure that their players are ready to perform at their best when the game starts. Main idea number 11. Utilize drills. Utilizing drills is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the players how to use drills to develop their skills, how to use them to prepare for games, and how to use them to improve their technique. Utilizing drills is an important part of developing players in youth soccer. Drills can help players learn the fundamentals of the game, such as passing, dribbling, and shooting. They can also help players develop their tactical awareness and decision-making skills. Drills can also be used to prepare players for game situations, as they can help players become accustomed to the speed and intensity of the game. Finally, drills can help players improve their technique, as they can help players become more comfortable with the ball and develop their technical skills. When using drills, it is important to ensure that they are age-appropriate and that they are tailored to the individual needs of the players. It is also important to ensure that the drills are fun and engaging, as this will help keep the players motivated and interested. Finally, it is important to ensure that the drills are properly explained and demonstrated, as this will help the players understand the purpose of the drill and how to execute it correctly. Main idea number 12. Utilize games. Utilizing games is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the players how to use games to develop their skills, how to use them to prepare for games, and how to use them to improve their technique. Utilizing games is an essential part of developing players in youth soccer. Games can be used to teach players how to use their skills in a game-like environment, as well as to prepare them for upcoming games. Games can also be used to help players improve their technique and become more comfortable with the ball. By playing games, players can learn how to make decisions quickly and accurately, as well as how to work together as a team. Games can also be used to help players develop their physical fitness, as well as their mental and emotional strength. Games can be used to help players learn how to control their emotions and stay focused on the task at hand. Finally, games can be used to help players develop their tactical awareness and understanding of the game. In order to maximize the benefits of using games, coaches should ensure that the games are tailored to the age and skill level of the players. Coaches should also ensure that the games are fun and engaging, as this will help to keep the players motivated and interested. Additionally, coaches should ensure that the games are challenging enough to help the players develop their skills, but not so difficult that they become frustrated or overwhelmed. Finally, coaches should ensure that the games are varied and that they are rotated regularly to keep the players engaged and motivated. Main idea number 13. Utilize video analysis. Utilizing video analysis is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the players how to use video analysis to identify their strengths and weaknesses, how to use it to improve their technique, and how to use it to prepare for games. Utilizing video analysis is an invaluable tool for coaches and players alike. It allows coaches to break down the game and identify areas of improvement for their players. It also allows players to gain a better understanding of their own performance and how they can improve. Video analysis can be used to identify areas of strength and weakness, to improve technique, and to prepare for upcoming games. For coaches, video analysis can be used to identify areas of improvement for their players. By breaking down the game, coaches can identify areas where their players need to improve and can then create drills and exercises to help them do so. Video analysis can also be used to identify areas of strength, allowing coaches to create drills and exercises to further develop those skills. For players, video analysis can be used to gain a better understanding of their own performance. By watching their own performance, players can identify areas of strength and weakness and can then use this information to improve their technique. Video analysis can also be used to prepare for upcoming games, allowing players to watch their opponents and identify areas of weakness that they can exploit. Utilizing video analysis is essential for the development of the players. It allows coaches to identify areas of improvement and create drills and exercises to help their players improve. It also allows players to gain a better understanding of their own performance and how they can improve. Video analysis can be used to identify areas of strength and weakness, to improve technique, and to prepare for upcoming games. Main idea number 14. Utilize goal setting. Utilizing goal setting is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the players how to set goals, how to use them to motivate themselves, and how to use them to measure their progress. Utilizing goal setting is an important part of developing players in youth soccer. Setting goals helps players to stay motivated and focused on their development. It also helps them to measure their progress and to stay on track. Coaches should help players to set realistic goals that are achievable and that will help them to reach their full potential. Goals should be specific and measurable, and should be set in both the short and long term. Coaches should also help players to break down their goals into smaller, more achievable steps. This will help them to stay motivated and to stay on track. Finally, coaches should help players to celebrate their successes and to learn from their mistakes. This will help them to stay motivated and to continue to strive for improvement. Main idea number 15. Utilize positive reinforcement. Utilizing positive reinforcement is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the players how to use positive reinforcement to motivate themselves, how to use it to encourage their teammates, and how to use it to build confidence. Utilizing positive reinforcement is an important part of coaching youth soccer. It is a way to encourage players to do their best and to build their confidence. Positive reinforcement can be used to motivate players to work hard and to stay focused on the task at hand. It can also be used to reward players for their efforts and to recognize their successes. Positive reinforcement can be used to build team spirit and to create a positive atmosphere in the team. When using positive reinforcement, it is important to be specific and to focus on the behavior that is being rewarded. For example, if a player is working hard and making good passes, the coach should recognize this effort and reward the player with praise or a pat on the back. It is also important to be consistent with the use of positive reinforcement. If a player is consistently rewarded for their efforts, they will be more likely to continue to work hard and strive for success. Positive reinforcement can also be used to help players learn from their mistakes. If a player makes a mistake, the coach should focus on the positive aspects of the play and provide constructive feedback. This will help the player to learn from their mistakes and to improve their game. Overall, utilizing positive reinforcement is an important part of coaching youth soccer. It is a great way to motivate players, to build team spirit, and to create a positive atmosphere. By using positive reinforcement, coaches can help their players to reach their full potential and to become successful soccer players. Main idea number 16. Utilize team building. Utilizing team building is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the players how to work together, how to communicate effectively, and how to support each other. Utilizing team building is an important part of developing a successful youth soccer team. It helps to create a sense of unity and camaraderie among the players, which can lead to better performance on the field. Team building activities can include anything from team building exercises to team dinners and outings. These activities help to foster a sense of trust and understanding between the players, which can lead to better communication and collaboration on the field. Additionally, team building activities can help to build relationships between the players, which can lead to better team chemistry and a more cohesive unit. Team building activities should be tailored to the age and skill level of the players. For younger players, activities should focus on basic skills such as passing, dribbling, and shooting. For older players, activities should focus on more advanced skills such as strategy and tactics. Additionally, team building activities should be fun and engaging for the players. This will help to keep them motivated and engaged in the activity. Finally, team building activities should be used to reinforce the team's goals and objectives, as well as to help the players develop a sense of pride and ownership in the team. Main idea number 17. Utilize mental training. Utilizing mental training is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the players how to use mental training to improve their focus, how to use it to manage their emotions, and how to use it to stay motivated. Mental training is an important part of any athlete's development, and soccer is no exception. Mental training can help players stay focused, manage their emotions, and stay motivated. It can also help them develop the mental toughness needed to succeed in the game. One way to utilize mental training is to teach players how to focus on the task at hand. This means teaching them to stay in the present moment and to focus on the task at hand, rather than worrying about the future or dwelling on the past. This can help them stay focused and perform better in the game. Another way to utilize mental training is to teach players how to manage their emotions. This means teaching them to recognize their emotions and how to control them. This can help them stay calm and composed during the game, and can help them stay focused on the task at hand. Finally, mental training can help players stay motivated. This means teaching them to set goals and to stay motivated to reach those goals. This can help them stay focused and motivated to perform their best in the game. By teaching players how to utilize mental training, coaches can help them develop the mental toughness needed to succeed in the game. This can help them stay focused, manage their emotions, and stay motivated, which can lead to improved performance on the field. Main idea number 18. Utilize reflection. Utilizing reflection is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the players how to reflect on their performance, how to use it to identify areas for improvement, and how to use it to develop their skills. Reflection is an important tool for any player looking to improve their game. It allows them to take a step back and assess their performance, identify areas for improvement, and develop their skills. Reflection can be done in a variety of ways, such as watching game footage, talking to coaches and teammates, and writing down thoughts and feelings. By taking the time to reflect on their performance, players can gain a better understanding of their strengths and weaknesses, and use this knowledge to become better players. Coaches can help players to develop their reflective skills by providing feedback and guidance. This can include discussing game footage, providing constructive criticism, and helping players to identify areas for improvement. Coaches can also encourage players to take the time to reflect on their performance, and to use this reflection to develop their skills. By helping players to become more reflective, coaches can help them to become better players. Reflection is an important part of any player's development, and can be used to help them become better players. By taking the time to reflect on their performance, players can gain a better understanding of their strengths and weaknesses, and use this knowledge to become better players. Coaches can help players to develop their reflective skills by providing feedback and guidance, and by encouraging them to take the time to reflect on their performance. By utilizing reflection, players can become better players and reach their full potential. Main idea number 19. Utilize positive coaching. Utilizing positive coaching is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the players how to use positive coaching to motivate themselves, how to use it to encourage their teammates, and how to use it to build confidence. Utilizing positive coaching is an important part of developing successful players. Positive coaching helps players to develop a positive attitude towards the game and to understand the importance of working together as a team. It also helps to build confidence and self-esteem, and encourages players to take responsibility for their own development. Positive coaching also helps to create an environment where players can learn and grow, and where mistakes are seen as opportunities for learning and improvement. Positive coaching involves teaching players how to use positive language and body language to motivate themselves and their teammates. It also involves teaching players how to use positive reinforcement to encourage their teammates and to build confidence. Positive coaching also involves teaching players how to use positive feedback to help them learn from their mistakes and to build on their successes. Finally, positive coaching involves teaching players how to use positive thinking to help them stay focused and motivated. By utilizing positive coaching, coaches can help players to develop the skills and attitudes necessary to become successful soccer players. Positive coaching helps to create an environment where players can learn and grow, and where mistakes are seen as opportunities for learning and improvement. It also helps to build confidence and self-esteem, and encourages players to take responsibility for their own development. Positive coaching is an essential part of developing successful players, and should be used by all coaches. Main idea number 20. Utilize parental support. Utilizing parental support is essential for the development of the players. This includes teaching the parents how to support their children, how to provide positive reinforcement, and how to be a positive role model. Utilizing parental support is essential for the development of the players. Parents can play a key role in helping their children reach their full potential in soccer. Parents should be taught how to provide positive reinforcement and be a positive role model for their children. This includes teaching the parents how to encourage their children to practice, how to provide constructive feedback, and how to be supportive of their children's efforts. Parents should also be taught how to be a positive role model by setting a good example for their children. This includes being a good listener, being patient, and being supportive of their children's efforts. Parents should also be taught how to be a positive role model by being a good sport and showing respect for the game and the players. In addition to teaching the parents how to be a positive role model, it is also important to teach them how to provide constructive feedback. This includes teaching the parents how to provide feedback that is both positive and constructive. Parents should be taught how to provide feedback that is both encouraging and helpful. This includes teaching the parents how to provide feedback that is both specific and timely. Parents should also be taught how to provide feedback that is both constructive and supportive. This includes teaching the parents how to provide feedback that is both specific and helpful. Finally, it is important to teach the parents how to be supportive of their children's efforts. This includes teaching the parents how to be encouraging and supportive of their children's efforts. Parents should be taught how to be supportive of their children's efforts by providing positive reinforcement and being a positive role model. This includes teaching the parents how to be encouraging and supportive of their children's efforts by providing positive reinforcement and being a positive role model.